What's going on, guys? We are live. Coach Malik, thank you for watching this episode of the Malik's Fit Tips. And this episode, in this video, we are going to go over, should you be working out 4 days a week with 3 days rest, or should you work out 6 days a week with only 1 day's rest? And setting goals in 2021, how do you set your goals to set you up for success? Find out in this episode.
What's going on, guys? Malik. Welcome to the Coach Malik Show. My name is Malik Manoon, and I am going to be your virtual coach. I'm going to give you the knowledge, the tips, and the advice to help you perform better in all aspects of your life.
I'm going to get into it. So, first off, let's go to Cassidy. Now, I'm going to screen record this for YouTube, but Cassidy says, is it better to lift 4 days a week with 3 days rest, or 6 days a week with 1 day's rest? Every day would be different, so nothing would be getting overworked. Well, Cassidy, that you should do what is best for you. So this is how I, when someone comes up to me is like, should I train 4 days a week, 3 days a week? Doesn't matter, 6 days a week. I look at their schedule outside of the gym first, right? I look at their schedule outside of the gym. So if they are, let's say they work every day, Monday through Friday, sometimes I get a little sheet here, right? Monday through Friday, start writing out the times, and you work from this time to this time. Well, I definitely have time to work out the 2 days that I'm off. So there's two right there. And then which days can I fit on those work days? So if you want to train less during the week, I would say train 4 days, have the 3 days rest so that you can focus on work on those work days. If you have, let's say you work 4 days a week and you have a little bit more time, a little more free time, or you have a part-time job and you just want to fill out your time, then maybe you have time to do 6 days a week. So one of my things is that I ask my clients, or I ask friends, family, like if they're like, how many times should I train a week? I say, first, what's your schedule look like outside of the gym, outside of working out? You work a lot, you have kids, you have social events you got to go to. That's number one kind of filter you should think about when how many days should I train per week. Another one is two things. One, like how much do you want to train? Like, do you like working out? If you enjoy it, you can fit a little bit in every day, 6 days a week, have enough time to rest on that last day. Or if you're not like a big like fan of it, like majority of people, you can do 4 days a week and then put a lot of things into those days that you work out, you know? So I'm gonna break it down what you should do. Like if you train 4 days a week, you should train, because you're gonna have more days of rest, more into your workout. So instead of, you know, you should be thinking about more push, pull, right? Push, pull. So maybe 1 day is the heavy push, well, 1 day is a light push, but you're working all your pushing movements, your chest, your shoulders, your triceps, your quads, and then maybe you add core, right, to three or all of those workouts. And then the next day you do heavy pull, right? Deadlifts, rows, pull-ups, lat pull-downs, right? And then maybe on three, you do a light push. And on day four, you do a light pull. So you're still working a lot of different things within those 4 days, but you're getting a lot done, and then you're having that time to recover during the 3 days that you're not working out. Also, a little asterisk, I would always recommend doing something on those off days. I would never recommend, you know, doing 4 days straight and then having 3 days off. The thing that I don't like about having 3 days or 2 days off, like a weekend in a row, is that when you have too many days off in a row, you're gonna get into a momentum of laziness. All right, and you don't want no momentum of laziness. You wanna have a momentum of activity. And so that's why I'm more of a fan of working out 6 days a week. And if you do choose to do that, then you want to split up your workouts a little bit more detailed. So if you're going 3 and 3, 6 days a week with 1 day rest, you want to make sure on that last day you're doing a lot so that you have that one rest day to be productive. So it can actually be a recovery day or rest day. First day, maybe you're hitting a back and bicep, right? So now instead of just push, we're splitting up those pull movements. So instead of just all pull, right, we have 6 days. We have an extra 2 days to work out and fit everything. So maybe today I'm just gonna do back and bicep, right? On day two, I'm gonna do chest and tricep, right? Back by, chest try. Day three, maybe I'll do legs, right? I'll hit all my legs. And this is depending on your goals, right? Depending on what you're trying to do. I'm going based off of normal men. They like to hit upper body. So day one, back by, even though most people do chest, I like to start Mondays off with back. Chest try, legs. If you're a woman, you guys usually like working on your legs. So maybe it's legs, abs, and then day two, it's arms, shoulders, right? Day three, it's back to legs, glutes, abs, cardio. Day four, again, splitting up. Maybe it would be shoulders. Basically, you just split up your muscle groups more. But on those days, right? So on back and bicep day, you don't want to hit back and bicep because you're focused on that on Mondays or on day one. You're going to want at least 2 days of recovery. Okay, you're going to want at least 2 days of recovery because you're not going to have, you know, a recovery day, but you're going to have recovery time for those muscle groups. Hopefully that makes sense. I'll probably have to go deeper into this subject or this topic in its own video. But that's why I recommend Cassidy is if you enjoy working out, do it every day. 6 days a week or do it every, 6 days a week. Do a little bit of something, right? Back by, chest try, shoulders, legs. If you're going to go more on the 4 days a week, put more into that workout. Maybe that workout's going to be a little bit longer, right? 6 days a week, you can fit an hour. Whereas 4 days a week, maybe you're going hour 15. Because you want to warm up. You want to get your full workout in. And you want to cool down and stretch. So you're not getting sore, cramping up, stuff like that. That's what I recommend, Cassidy. Hopefully that helps. If you do four, put more in. And if you do six, put less. Either way, it looks like you would be not overworking yourself. So that's good. Second question of the day is setting goals for 2021. And this is from Mark. Are your New Year's goals focused on number of workouts or new PRs on specific lifts? And I started reading the comments because people started to comment. I have a PR goal for bench, squats, deadlifts. Main thing that most people have in terms of strength goals is bench, squats, and deadlifts, especially my guys out there. Another one, I try to set PRs and the number of lifts tend to increase by setting that goal. New PRs on bench. So it looks like a lot of people will go based off of PRs. What I recommend, Mark, is what motivates you most? Does it motivate you to see when you check off the workouts, like, oh, I did 20 workouts this month, I did 25 workouts this month? Or does it motivate you more saying, I lifted this amount, right? This past month, I PR'd this amount on my bench, or I PR'd this amount on my overhead press or my squats. So you gotta find out what motivates you the most. Is it PR weight? Or is it checking off, like, I did 30 workouts this month, I did every day, I got a workout in every day? What motivates you more? And then I'll choose that one, right? What motivates you more? And I'll choose that one. Because that way, that's going to motivate you to keep going. That's going to motivate you for the longevity. That's going to motivate you for the long-term success. You know, if you do something else, what motivates someone else, it's not going to be long-term for you, Mark. So what I recommend, figure out, all right, what motivates me more? Is it checking off the days or is it lifting the weight? And based off of that, I will go. And it could change. Right? It could change. You can have, like, the beginning of the year, you're focused on just getting the workouts in, right? You're focused on, especially in the beginning of the journey, you're focused on creating the habit. You're focused on creating the routine. You're focused on creating the schedule to allow you to work out every day, right? Checking them off. Then as you get into it, you change your goals, maybe in March, April, May, right? Midway, halfway through the month or the year. Maybe now you're like, all right, well, now I've already set the routine. I'm not really motivated anymore by checking them off by numbers of workouts. Now I'm more motivated by my PRs. Now I'm more motivated by my performance. Now I'm more motivated by my mobility, right? So you can change your motivations. And then at that point, I would say, all right, now have your goals on PRs or have your goals on, you know, a heavier squat or performance type goal. So whatever works best for you, Mark, whatever motivates you the most, that's the goal I would focus on. Write it down on a sticky note. You already know my way of doing this. The best way to hit your goals in 2021 or whatever year you're watching this is write them down every day and read them out loud. I promise you, I don't know what it does in the universe, but it does something. It does something. You write them down. I like to do them on a sticky note, and then you just post them. Post them in your kitchen. Post them in your room. Post them in your living room. Post them on your door before you leave. And then every time you pass by that sticky note, you have to read it out loud. You have to read it out loud. That way you're telling yourself, like, you know, I will be 180 pounds, right? I will have this job in 2022 or 2021. You know, I will work out 25 times this month, 30 times this month, 20 times this month. You know, and you want to write your goals like you've already done it. I will do this, or I have done this, right? I worked out 25 times in January. I ate the right amount of calories all week, right? You want to have the goal written like you've already done it. So hopefully that helps you guys. Mark, Cassidy, answer any questions that I have right now in this portion. If you have them, drop them. If you're watching on replay, type in the comments, replay finish, so I know that you watch to the end. And again, guys, be certain in your Be certain in yourself, be certain in your skills, and be consistent in your actions, because consistency is key. Love you guys. I'll see you next video.